Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we have in the first reading, again, from the book of Ecclesiastes, this poetic way of explaining the variations, the fluctuations in man's life. There's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to scatter stones, a time to gather, and all of the rest, the different times and seasons for everything in man's life. But we, in all of this fluctuation and variation that we have to deal with throughout our lives, we need to remember that there is something that should remain constant, and that is the love of God and fulfilling God's holy will, right? It's always the time to love God. And this is kind of hinted to as well in the reading, where it says, he has made everything appropriate to its time. Different time for each of these events spoken up above. And he has put the timeless into their hearts. Okay, the timeless, that's the Holy Spirit, the love of God, right? It's always time to love God. And we see this constancy also mentioned in the responsorial psalm. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Right? God is our rock, our firm foundation who never moves. Okay? There might be many things that change and come and go in our lives, but God should be our rock. And we see this as we celebrate the second day of the novena in honor of St. Francis. We see this in St. Francis's life from the moment of his conversion. Right? He converted when he was about 24 years old with the vision at Spoleto, the palace with all of the trophies from war and the Lady Poverty, okay, who was given to him. And from that moment of his conversion, which was gradual, it lasted about 2 years until it was complete, he never looked back. St. Francis put his hands to the plow and never looked back. That's the constancy that he had in serving the Lord and loving his God and loving Lady Poverty. And in fact, he wrote that in the rule, right? That the friars were not permitted to leave this life because he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And so the same thing for us. We need to keep our hands to the plow, loving God with all of our strength, day in and day out. It's always time for that. St. Francis, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.